Welcome to the Minor Touches, the Major Impact podcast for nonprofit fundraisers. Hi, I'm David Oakes. We're doing a countdown to the money. We're counting down to the most lucrative month of the year, just a couple of days away now. The most lucrative week of the year, that's the last week of December. Even the most lucrative fundraising day of the year, that's December 31. Giving you a plan, helping you to be on task. Don't leave any money on the table. It's for you. It's for your mission. Glad you tuned in today. Countdown to the money. It's week 6. All right. You need to have your appeal done. And if you could pop it in the mail this week, one day or 2 days before Thanksgiving, it would arrive in your donor's snail mailboxes directly after Thanksgiving. That would be an awesome time. That'd be an awesome time. And then you want to have an email that you would ultimately, if you could get them to pick up their snail mail, go to their email and see the exact same thing. Like if they could see it in two different places, that would be the ultimate. That would be optimum. So you want to send them both out at the same time, but just delay your email for a couple of days, maybe to give your snail mail time to get to your donor's inbox. So we're talking about your appeal. When you ask donors for what they have lots of, asking becomes easier and their giving becomes joyful for them. The key to feeling great about asking people for money is to ask them for something they have lots of. That's a big deal. Great fundraisers, savvy fundraisers. We work hard to know what our donors have in abundance. And then the thing that they have in abundance, we ask them for that. When you have a lot of something, you don't mind giving one or two or three away. Now listen to me. Catch this. Some of your donors have lots of $5 gifts. Some of your donors, they have lots of $5 gifts. And when you ask them for a $5 gift, they will gladly share one of their $5 gifts with you. It's not a big deal because they've got lots of $5 gifts. Now, some of your donors have lots of $100 gifts. They have so many $100 gifts that they don't mind when you ask. And when you ask them for one or two, they gladly share one of their $100 gifts with you. Some of your donors have lots of $1,000 gifts. And if you ask them for a $1,000 gift, it's not a big deal to them. They're not angry. They don't think bad of you. They actually appreciate the opportunity. If they have lots of $1,000 gifts, ask them for one, and they'll gladly share it with you. Asking your donors for what they can contribute freely, it frees them up from giving out of guilt. A guilt gift can be a scarcity gift that requires sacrifice. Now, I do believe in sacrificial giving, but to push for sacrificial giving constantly, it makes you, after a while, your blade is not sharp because it's like you're always crying wolf. There is a time to ask for sacrificial giving. Yes, absolutely. But when you do it all the time, it comes across as you're just begging. Okay, are you still with me? Some of your donors have lots of $50,000 gifts. Now, if you're not accustomed to receiving $50,000 gifts and you don't live in a world where you can imagine someone has that kind of money to give away, you got to stretch yourself and you got to believe. But trust me, there's no shortage of money in this world. And just as sure as there are donors who have lots of $100 gifts, there are also donors, and you probably know them. Maybe you've just not cultivated them, but they have lots of $50,000 gifts. And if you'd ask them for something they have lots of. If they have lots of $50,000 gifts, it's not a big deal. It actually gives them joy to give you one or two or more of them. Some of your donors have lots of $250,000 gifts. A friend of mine, I just saw him a few days ago, and he was so excited because they had a need. They asked a donor, and the donor gave them a $600,000 gift. Now, listen to me and trust me when I tell you, that person didn't give them $600,000, and they're going to go away and struggle to pay their rent, and they're going to do without. No, no, no. They gave them $600,000 because they have lots of $600,000 gifts. So if you begin to cultivate your donors, then over time, you begin to learn what it is. If you're savvy, if you're smart, if you listen, if you get in there and know your donors, you'll begin to know those donors who have lots of $5 gifts, those donors who have lots of $100 gifts, those donors who have lots of $1,000, those donors who have lots of $250,000 gifts, those donors who might even have lots of $1 million gifts. The key to feeling great about asking your donors for money, the key to asking them and feeling great about it, especially here at the end of the year, is to ask them for an amount you know they have plenty of. What I am telling you now is massive. It's huge. It can change everything about you when you begin to think this way. Listen to me. Asking your donor who has lots of $25 gifts, asking your $25 donor to give $1,000, it is off-putting to that $25 donor, and it pushes them away. What it says to that $25 donor is, what you need, I don't have, and I feel insignificant, and you're making me feel small, and I'm going to stop giving to you at all. You need $1,000 gifts. All I have is $25. I'm just going to turn you off. And that donor, if you ask them continually for gifts that they cannot give you, you're just pushing them away, and you're just confirming the worst fear that they have in their mind. And can I tell you what their worst fear is? That is that you don't know them and they don't matter to you. Oh my gosh, that doesn't feel good to donors. Now listen to me. There's another scenario. When you ask your donor who has lots of $1,000 gifts, when you ask that donor who has lots of $1,000 gifts to give you a $25 gift, it's a little off-putting to them, and it pushes them away. Again, how does that happen? It makes your $1,000 donor, here's a donor who will gladly has lots of $1,000 gifts, just ask them for one and they'll give it to you. You ask them for $25, here's what it does. It confirms the worst fear that they have in their heart and soul, and that is that they are a nobody to you. You don't know them. You don't have a clue that they have plenty of $1,000 gifts. You don't even know them. You're treating them like they are someone that you don't know. And I'm telling you, nothing hurts donors more than to think they have a friend who has involved them in a history-making mission who doesn't even know them. Your primary role as a fundraiser, one of the biggest, most primary roles that you walk in as a fundraiser is to know what gifts your donors have an abundance and ask them for one. But how do you know that? Here's how. All right, I'm going to tell you how you can know that, but you got to keep records. Here's where having a great CRM makes it easy. But if you're keeping records on a pile of some notebook paper, you just got to look back through it. It's just harder. If you're keeping your record in an Excel sheet or electronic document, you just got to look back and find this. Look at your donor's last gift. That is the amount that you can easily ask them for in your appeals, and especially even now here at the end of the year. What have your donors been giving you? Look back over their history. Look at their last gift. Unless it was a significant gift that they gave out of some windfall, look at their gifts, usually their last gift, and that tells you this is amount of money. They've been giving you $25 a month for the last year, for the last 6 months. $25 is nothing for you to ask them to give. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk to you about how to constantly be nudging them to give a larger gift. But if you have a donor who's giving you $1,000 a month, that is a gift that they have plenty of. They're not doing without. They're not struggling to pay their house payment because they're giving you that $1,000 a month. You have a donor who's giving you $10,000 a month. That is a gift that they have plenty of. You can ask them for a $10,000 gift, and you can ask them for just a little bit more, as I'm about to show you. Hang on. So if you're always asking donors for what they have always given, then you won't likely see your income multiply over time. And the goal is you want your income to be, you want it to be larger next year than it was this year. You want it to be larger the next year than it was 2 years from now. You should always be nudging donors into giving larger gifts. How do you do that? Here's how you do it. In your appeals, give them some options. Ask them to consider giving. Number one, you can do this in your gift array. You can do it inside your letter, inside your coupon where you ask them to consider a gift of. You usually give them 3 or 4 options. The more options you give them, the better. But let your first option, ask them to consider giving the amount of their last gift. That's easy. They've been giving that to you all along. They have lots of those and they don't mind giving you one. Ask them to consider the amount of their last gift times 1.25. All right. If someone's been giving you just on easy numbers, if it's $10, you're going to ask them to give you, and that second option, $12.50. If they've been giving you $1,000 a month, their last gift is $1,000, you're going to ask them to consider giving a $1,250 gift. You got that? So you're going to give them some options. Would you give the amount of your last gift? Or number two, that gift times 1.25. Option number three, that last gift times 1.5. That option number four, if you can do it, that gift times 1.75. And option number five, that gift times 2. So here's what you're going to do to that person who gives you a $1,000 gift. You're going to say, would you consider giving $1,000, a gift of $1,250, a gift of $1,500, a gift of $1,750, or a gift of $2,000. Now, that will not be offensive to someone who has been giving you $1,000 a month. For someone who has been giving you $100, you're going to ask them, would they consider giving a gift of $100, $125, $150, $175, or twice the amount of that, $200. They will not be offended because they've got lots of those gifts sitting around. Wow. So how do you customize your appeals to every single donor? You should be doing this already. If you don't have a CRM that does this for you, and this is one of the major benefits of having a CRM, just some software that manages your donor. It's donor management software. You've heard me say lots of times, I use Bloomerang. I do my best to get all of my clients to use Bloomerang. I'm not saying Bloomerang is the very best on the market, although it's really good, but I will tell you, I know how to use it. And if you get it, I can help you to use it. That's just easy for me. So if you don't have Bloomerang, you can create your appeal, and you may find it this even easier to do if you have Bloomerang. You can create your appeal in Microsoft Word. All you need to do is to export into or create an Excel sheet with the amount of your donor's last gift. So create an Excel sheet. If you've kept records and you can export it into this Excel, that's so easy. If not, then you got to create an Excel sheet and make sure it has the donor's name, their address, and all this stuff. And then a column, there needs to be one column with the amount of their last gift. And then with some spreadsheet rules, technology, if you know how to use Excel and spreadsheets, you just create another column beyond that first column that has the amount of their last gift, and you multiply that number times 1.5. Do a third column, and the amount in that column is it's 1.25, 1.5, the next one, 1.75, and the next one, 2.0. If you're an Excel person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But using this mail merge feature, you can merge these personalized amounts into every appeal that you make. You don't have to, it does it all for you. Now, if you're not a techie, you're a fundraiser, then if you're as lost as a ball in tall weeds right now, I'm with you. I understand you. Because of you, for you, I've created a special online class, and you can use it to understand how to do this. I'll walk you through it step by step. It's called Creating a Custom Donor Upgrade Letter. You can click the link in the show notes. Inside that class, you'll receive a Microsoft Word letter template and an Excel sheet that you can customize to get started. You do just what I do. You can then do what I do for my clients and what my students learn to do. Plus, I'll walk you through it in video, step by step. The class, it's a steal. I'm giving it to you at $99.97. And of course, everything I do comes with a total satisfaction money back guaranteed. You get your money. If you get it and it doesn't work for you, I already know that it will. I'll give you your money back, but you will use this technique here at the end of the year. You're going to use it in the spring. You're going to use it for all your appeals till you die, till your mission is fully funded and you're multiplying your income by 100%. You need to use this over and over and over again. And trust me, you will use this one person who, you'll get that $100 back just multiplied over and over and over and over again. So grab it, learn it, use it. When you ask donors to give to you what they have in abundance, you leave them with a positive experience of giving. And when they have a positive experience of giving with you, they'll look forward to staying in contact with you and deepening your relationship. And they'll give more and greater in all your interactions in the future. Wow. This is how you continually nudge your donors to continually give more. Year after year after year after year. You just keep nudging them up. It's how your next year's budget is almost always larger than the previous. Always ask your donors for that thing that they have lots of. And your donors have money. You just don't know whether it's $5 gifts. You might not know. If you don't know, you gotta find out. But for those that you know, just always be asking them for what they've been giving, plus maybe 1.25, 1.5, or 2 times that. Always be doing that. So don't forget, click the link in the show notes. Look at this. Go to the resource vault on my webpage, and you'll see that it's Creating a Custom Donor Upgrade Letter. If you do that, let me know. And I will help you. I will help you. I want you to get the money that you need. You got my personal guarantee. Even got my help. Nothing to lose. Everything to gain. Use it to multiply your money here at the end of the year. All right. That's our show for today. I want to send you off affirmed. Don't forget who you are. You're not pleading. You're not begging. You are merely asking your donors to give you one or two of those things that they have lost. lots of. They're not offended. They don't think you're pleading. They don't think you're begging. They believe they're partnering with you, Providence, God, and history to change this world and leave it a better place than what they found. All right. Until the next time, this is David Oakes. Love you. Be blessed.